I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump is scheduled to be on Capitol Hill today to discuss immigration policy with Republican lawmakers ahead of a House vote later this week on two competing GOP bills. The meeting comes amid mounting pressure on the Trump administration to stop separating migrant children from their parents at the U.S. border. Yesterday, U.S. bishops joined other organizations and institutions in continuing to urge an end to the practice. The UN Human Rights Chief also called the policy unconscionable. President Trump has threatened to impose a 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, escalating a trade war with Beijing. In a statement, Trump said he asked the U.S. Trade Representative to identify the Chinese products to be subject to the new tariffs. He said the move would be in retaliation for China's decision to raise tariffs on $50 billion worth of U.S. goods. The brother of a Chilean priest found guilty of sexual abuse has said he met with Pope Francis at the Vatican earlier this month. Speaking to local media, Oscar Caradima called on his brother, Father Fernando Caradima, to ask forgiveness for the hurt inflicted on those he sexually abused. Oscar Caradima also revealed that he was among a group who met with Pope Francis on June 2nd and spoke with him about the suffering his family endured following the revelation that his brother was found guilty of abuse. The French Church has launched a programme to combat anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim attitudes amid reports of tensions among Catholics. In a statement, the bishop said the programme is in response to papal appeals as well as requests from the bishop's pastoral agency for migrants and the church's charitable agency Caritas. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.